I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. 6 months after it started, the Moline Police Social Work Project is going to expand, thanks to a generous local resident. Last summer, the Center for Youth and Family Solutions began a pilot project with the Moline Police Department, embedding two social workers with officers to help them handle people with mental health problems. And in just the final 3 months of last year, they handled more than 500 contacts. That is, calls that could benefit from participation by social workers. That inspired local community leader and philanthropist Heidi Huskamp Collins to make a gift of $100,000 so the program can expand. Now Chief Darren Galt says three additional social workers will be available for a total of five.
We're open 24/7, 365 days a year by a simple three-digit phone number of 911. When you call, we respond. Doesn't matter what that question is, that problem is, and we don't bill for those services. So the police department has become that first responder for every ill in society. The problem is we've not been able to close the loop on the back end to help provide those services or get the community connected to the services that will ultimately solve the problem.
When the program started last fall, they first focused on working with juveniles, then added people who are homeless and adults.
Integrating the social workers and the field probably won't necessarily take all of these calls off of the police department, but maybe solve the problem and provide a better connection for the community to services to help them with a variety of issues from homelessness to domestic violence to simple neighborhood disputes.
Chief Galt says police departments are under a lot of pressure these days, and this program in Moline seems to be working well so far.
Then at times, you know, police officers are having to put Band-Aids on issues and try to maybe overcome something with very little resource that we have in law enforcement. And hopefully with this partnership with social services, we can not just look at a Band-Aid, but a long-term solution.
And he thinks it's too soon to know if this will work for other departments, but admits we've learned a lot.
I think the officers find it a great resource that maybe they were out there, you know, kind of swimming upstream, if you will, on a topic that we don't know as much about. And I think we've also opened the social services eyes a little bit to the volume and the challenges that we deal with in the community on a daily basis.
And for WVIK, I'm Herb Trix.